Sans Pants Radio. You got this, buddy.
Hey everybody, it's your Sticky Devil Jackson here with the skinny on our guests for the final week of Big Deal. This Saturday on the 20th, Adam Carnevale and Cass Page will be joined by the irascible, mischievous troublemakers Tom Walker and Demi Lardner. And if you want to cop an eyeful of that, then head to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website or our own website, sanspantsradio.com/live, and grab your tickets today.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, what could you bring to Captain Planet's Planeteers?
So we all remember the plot of Captain Planet.
Vaguely.
Mother Gaia's stressed about Earth.
Yeah. She's like, oh no, Earth, it's bad now.
It's in trouble.
What if Earth was good but is now shithouse?
So she sent out 5 rings to teens.
You gestured like it was all over the world, but it is
not. America.
It was all over the world.
I think it was all over the world. Yeah, because it was a Russian one. Yeah, it's a shush.
Yeah. Shush you. You're wrong.
You don't remember Captain Planet. Get out.
I hope they all go to school together.
No, they don't.
No, I remember now that you've told me off.
So she sends out 5 rings to these kids, and when they bring their rings together, they make Captain Planet, and the rings have elemental powers. But let's assume...
As an aside,
yeah.
So if they're like, Earth, wind, water, heart, because, like, you know, fire's fucked off somewhere, does that mean Captain Planet appears without an arm or something?
I like to imagine he appears without a head and dies, and they can't ever make him again. So... Let's assume that when she sent out those 5, she also sent out another 3. Maybe as she flung 5 into the world, she shat 3 in the other direction, and they ended up on our meaty fingers.
Well, there is...
Forced them on.
Doesn't fit me naturally.
I can't get mine off. Deglove your finger.
Oh, I need it.
Well, yeah, because they
it's
never
cold and pretty.
They never sent any rings to Australia, so maybe they actually did and they got lost because we got them.
All right.
Because, one ring went to Africa, one ring went to New York, one ring went to Russia.
Water, I think. Wind. Yeah.
One went to Asia.
Water. Air.
And one went to Brazil.
Yeah, that's hot. We know that one.
And 3 went to Australia.
And we forced them on our doughy hair. I choose hot milk breath.
Fire, wind, water, hot milk breath.
Hot milk breath! You know when you eat heaps of milk and then it's a hot day? And you got that hot milk breath?
I mean, this is a perfect storm of just things that happen to you.
You know, you drink heaps of milk and you're, oh, it's a hot
day. I've been with you.
That's some hot milk breath.
It's in 40 degrees. We go to this, like, well, fuck, it's so hot. I need something cool. I'll get, like, I don't know, a chilled bottle of water. You're like, yeah, I need a can of, oh, milk! And then you get several bottles of milk.
Sitting, imagine me sitting on a stoop, hot, slack-jawed in the baking heat with a slowly warming glass of milk. Or even if you just drink hot milk before bed, you know, like people do, then you get hot milk breath, and that's what comes out of my ring in like a... So hang on, the rings can create it, but can they also manipulate it?
Yeah.
I think so, yes.
I think so. So I can manipulate people's hot milk breath.
Yes. So again, earth, wind, water. Earth, fire, wind, water, heart, hot milk
breath. Hot milk breath. Yeah. That's what I'm contributing.
Okay.
My color will be a kind of off-white. You know, like every ring's got a... Yeah. So are we contributing our ring's powers to the creation of Captain Planet?
Yes.
Is that like Captain Planet's like, I'm here, Planeteers, and everyone's like, oh my God. Oh, I appear to have hot milk breath this time upon this summoning.
You're in a bush with like your fist sticking out.
Haha, I'm just a bush.
Shush. Shushums. Leave me alone.
Let me be in the bush.
Ah, I see in the 5 usual teens and...
a bush.
A dumpy bush.
Hello, yes.
So I guess it's
that's great if
now.
You imagine the Where the Planeteers song, but I'm just a bit late. Where the Planeteers.
And you can be one too.
You can also be one. You can be one too. Fighting the planet, saving the planet.
Hang on. Okay.
Where the planeteers, you can be one too. Saving the planet is just the thing to do.
Looting and polluting is not the way. Here at Captain Planet is to say.
Here what Captain Planet has to say.
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
So creating hot milk breath, what is the range on that? Is it the range of a regular breath?
No.
The range of like hot, yeah.
Yeah, like, because look at fire, it's almost like a flamethrower. So you have at least a decent amount of range.
Okay.
I would say
10 meters?
10 meters is probably fine, yeah.
10 meters of hot milky breath.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
No, you can give someone hot milk breath from 10. Well, I guess.
I created it out of the ring as well. Yeah, it's like an extra mouth.
Yeah.
Do I have to fill it with milk?
No. You can try.
I might, just in case.
I mean, you could be drinking a lot of milk. Just because you're like, I'm pretty sure this is how it works.
Joining the Planeteers, but holding a big 2-liter jug of milk in hand at all times is very good.
Just chugging it down.
Jackson, you can just use your power. Hold on. Because then I got extra milky breath, which is mine.
Plus, I got to be real hot. I need a sweater.
My power's not going to work in the... Oh, no. I was going to say my power's not going to work in the snow or like a cold environment, but it will.
It would.
But it's almost awful because I'm like, it's the warmest thing. Oh, no. One guy's got fire. Why's everyone not gathered around my hot milk breath ring? Why's everyone gathered around his fire ring? I don't get it. That'll burn you.
So, you got two camps. One with the original five with like logs like on fire all warming houses. Another camp with you aiming your hot milk breath ring at the logs. Catch fire.
I imagine aiming it at your own head.
Aiming at my face, and every time it lets out a pff, I'm like, ah, yeah.
Yuck.
It smells bad.
But you're breathing your own hot milk breath onto the ring.
Make a little hot milk breath tornado in the middle.
So what are the pros of having a hot milk breath ring? Which is a question I've been dying to ask since you announced that hot milk breath was your choice.
Okay, so if you're one of the villains, what are
the pros? Not give me a situation in which you give a villain hot milk breath.
Okay,
what are the pros of having a ring of hot milk breath?
Smells bad to others. Okay, that's something distracting. Warm, but not comfortably warm. Damn.
Not
warm.
A pro.
Still warm. Warm's a pro.
Look, it's... What if it's too hot?
It's not too hot. It's the heat of a mouth. It's mouth temperature.
Yeah, but it's 40 degrees, and then someone breathes hot on me. I'm not going to be happy.
Yeah, but
in the cold... Leave me alone. I'm already hot.
In the cold, it's good.
Yeah, so situational good.
Possibly edible. Like, if you suck on the ring, maybe you'll get some level of nutrients.
No. Incorrect.
Con. That.
Con, you smell bad.
Yeah.
Con, don't add anything to Captain Planet that is of use.
I give him hot milky breath.
Con, you already have the ability that you're giving yourself on the hand.
You're going to be like, you already have the ability to give Captain Planet hot milky breath.
No, you already have hot milky breath.
Yeah, but Captain Planet doesn't.
I mean, if Captain Planet drank some hot milk or milk on a hot day, he would.
Captain Planet being like, I'm here to save the day. And I'm like, hey, dude, you look thirsty. Chug from my jug. And he does. And then he's like,
chug this jug.
Why? Why? And he dies. Might make someone throw up.
Is he lactose intolerant?
I don't know if the canon ever covers his various intolerances. It's got some benefits. I think I could take out. I would not in a combat situation. Obviously, I'm not a frontline fighter.
Okay? No,
but
neither are you a backline fighter. In fact,
okay. So Earth can manipulate Earth.
Yes,
fire creates fire. Earth manipulates fire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wind, which sounds like it could be the equivalent of yours, but no, it like
create gusts,
like storm from X-Men, basically.
Yeah,
water, same as fire. Basically,
what's the force or power of your hot?
Well, he already announced that stupidly that it's the same. if he's just like,
yeah.
No, so it comes out like... it comes out in a puff. He said,
it's yeah.
So it's not like an intense, it's not like, nope. Oh, you can create like a whirlwind out of this.
Nope. I can maybe, at maximum, if I do it heaps, create a cloud. A hot milk breath sort of gas.
No, it's not, see, you're just creating an aroma.
Yeah.
I feel like you should join Captain Pollution's gang, but
milk's
right.
From cows, that's natural.
And cows are like one of the leading causes of
well, I'm not, CO2. I'm not, I don't have a ring with the power of cow. I have a ring with the power of hot milk breath. Imagine this. Fucking Hoggish Greedley. He's scheming somewhere to... What does Hoggish Greedley do? Oh, he's a smog hog. All right. So he's scheming.
He's a smog hog.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
Right, so now, guess what that smog's going to smell like yep. now?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. You picked the
he's
only
probably
going to
love it.
Yep.
All right. Let's choose someone else. Professor Loot and Plunder. They steal things. They're, yep. they're an unethical business person.
Yep.
So they're in a boardroom planning something.
Yep.
I just shove my ring in through a crack in the door.
Oh, man.
Everyone's like, oh, it smells in here. And then when they're unprepared, the rest of the planeteers come and kill them or whatever.
Oh, man, this boardroom smells weird. Let's move to a different one. Yeah, let's air this place out.
Then they open the door into you.
Oh, shit. Oh, we've been rumbled, planeteers.
No one's there.
Everyone's yeah, across town.
It was a very big assumption of you saying that they would help you. They would be there.
They're such good people that they would.
No, because Captain Planet would hate you.
I made him.
And
I can destroy him.
No, you can take away his hot milk breath.
Oh,
which
no.
He will like.
Yeah, he'd be like, thank you.
He'd thank me, and then I'd be in his good books again. And then I'd give him milk.
Captain Planet's first move, I think, would be to take the ring off you and destroy it.
He just turns me into a brook or something.
This man needs to be a tree.
Damn it. And then I'm just a tree for the rest of my life. I think I have some function, though.
Okay.
In distracting villains with the terrible smell of hot milk.
Oh, that smells weird.
But...
You know what's also distracting?
Fire.
Being on fire.
Or water. A flood. Or even... Look, you've picked something that's air-based, which was dumb since wind is already a ring. So, you know what? She could also...
She can't make hot milk breath, though.
Linka? I think that's her name.
Linka, maybe? Yeah, I'll have a look. But she can't make hot milk breath.
No, but she could definitely direct a smell into a room.
Well, I'll create the hot milk. We'll work in tandem. It'll be our fastball special. I'll create the hot breath cloud, and she'll...
And then she'll gust you off of the edge of the fucking building.
Why? I don't know why none of you like me. Is it because I smell like hot milk?
Even when I'm not doing the power because I can't stop drinking hot milk because
I
love milk.
Somewhere in my head that this is what gives me the power. I've yet to clue on to what's happening.
Just keep trying to pour milk into your ring. So your hands are just always milky.
Just always having a bucket of milk you're soaking your hand in.
How do you get your
gross.
Fire in the ring?
Does you burn your hand?
The ring creates
fire. I'm just used to it.
Okay. Back in the hot milk bucket. This sucks, but if it's how it works, can't let Captain Planet down. There you go. That's a pretty useful ability.
Look, I would say zero usability, but hey, who am I to judge?
So, name one villain you could take down with this ability.
Hoggish. No, not Hoggish Greedley.
He'd love it.
Loot and Plunder.
No.
No.
I make him throw up heaps, and then I come in and hit him with a bat or something.
Isn't he a
big
guy?
If you had a ring of a bat, that would be better.
No, he's not. He's... A wealthy poacher and crooked businessman.
So he's a poacher?
Yeah.
What do poachers famously have?
Guns?
Yes.
Well,
what's your body made out of? Doughy flesh?
Squishy goo?
Yeah.
No, I hide in a bush. Gas cloud of milky breath. He's like, and then I come out and clock him in the back of the knee.
Milk? You haven't even picked a smell that's strong enough to get that reaction.
You're like,
He's like, ugh, gross. And then I
hit
him in
the knee. He keeps walking.
Yeah,
it'll distract him for a second.
No, it won't.
What if I have a gun as well?
So you shoot him.
Yeah. He's like, ew, that stinks. Bang! In the heart.
That goes against everything the Planeteer stood for.
I turn around
trying
I'm poaching
the-
man. Man's the problem. I grab Linka by the cuffs of her shirt. Man's the ultimate predator, Linka. And she vomits from the hot milk breath in her face. Anyway.
Okay, look, not great across the board for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I reckon I could grab, if I grab a ring, just shove it on my meaty fist. And then I want to summon the power of pride in an honest day's work.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess yours works like heart, not like wind or air.
Works
or water.
Like heart.
But heart in like taking pride in an honest day's work.
Because heart usually means that they can have like a change of.
Nah.
And also he uses heart to manipulate animals.
Yeah.
To make them love him. So you can do it to an elephant that's like, I'm chuffed.
Yeah.
Just
like, I am chuffed. Maybe I should lift up that thing.
Okay.
Give him a concept of a job.
It's not the problem of your ring. So say you're in
so you've gone, look, just early on, and whilst I think this is definitely a step up from the very, very, very low bar we've already set.
Yes.
You have made a similar mistake of Jack's of just picking something that is already represented and just changing it a bit, because your ring is going to be very similar to heart, but again, far more useful than hot milk breath v. wind.
But it's not the problem of Zammit's job well done ring that, say, you're with the Planeteers and you're fighting Duke Nukem, say, who's an actual villain, not the guy, not the video game character. And you're like, oh, no, we're in Africa and we need this elephant to bust into this house to kick Duke Nukem out of there. And you're like, elephant, good job done. And the elephant's like, I have already succeeded.
Yeah, okay, so Jack, remember how you were saying that if you had to team up with a Planeteer, you'd pick the wind lady, because then she could blow your hot milk breath into a room and then she decides to murder you instead.
Yes.
Zammit's actually works well with heart.
Yeah.
So they are two Planeteers that could work together without...
But doesn't heart already achieve that goal?
No, heart just means like you're full of love and whatever. I'm like, because you can be like, you know, full of love and be a dirty hippie and never work a day in your life. This is more like, no.
So
get to work.
I guess it's not.
It also means
it's not satisfaction in a day's job. It's
no. He's twisted this now, and I don't like
what it.
You've given good work ethic.
Good work ethic, Rick.
Because job well done, it was positive, but now you're saying like, get a job, you pilgrim. Which I'm not even sure.
Oh, look, I wanted to say peasant, and I figured, look, perhaps a Planeteer wouldn't say that. That's more Captain Pollution Gang. So I had to self censor.
And you went with pilgrim.
So, okay, give me a situation where, what is the range, first of all, 10 meters, like all of ours?
Yep.
Set mine. 10 meters, though, is the base range we decide. Mine's less than, anyway. So your range is 10 meters. Give me a situation where you would use it. Because if you use it on any of the bad guys, they're just like, good, I did my job. Yeah,
but then it fuels their bad behavior because they get overwhelmed with the feeling of satisfaction.
Yeah. Are you just satisfying them? Yeah. It's great to just pump into your own head. Like, what a great feeling that is. If you just suck on your ring at all the Planeteer meetings,
well,
like,
stop sucking on rings.
Well, I want to say an honest day's work, but I guess that's up for interpretation.
Yeah.
Because you could be like, look, I love Club and Seals, and absolutely, I did a good job at that. And I'm like, ah.
I'm sure Loot and Plunder feels an honest day's work satisfaction when he kills a baby rhino.
Ah.
That's great if they're like, oh no, he's killed a baby rhino, and Sam is making him feel great about it.
Don't worry, lads, I got this. Boop.
He's got his hands
off.
I mean, I guess you could do...
And then he smiles a bit, and I'm like, shit.
If you pump him full of it, does it get too much and he's immobile from all the good feelings? Then they can come in and wallop
him. Can I have maybe a good vibes ring?
That's all right. Good vibes
ring.
Yeah,
good vibes is
no,
good.
But is that not the same thing?
Yes, but he can use... Can't, yeah.
What about a bad vibes ring?
But, okay, sure, bad vibes, but then...
Bad vibes is great, because you just hit him and the Loot and Plunder's like, nah, I don't feel great about it. Like, he's not stopping, he's just like, man, this place
but
has got some bad
vibes. But no, if you hit him with enough bad vibes, he would stop.
Yeah, that's true. I guess.
Like, if you kept, like,
then
for
I'm
instance,
giving Captain Planet bad vibes and we summon him.
Yeah, that's not, that's not good. That's what I was going to say. When you form Captain Planet,
he's like,
yours is, he's just like, I don't feel like it today. And then he goes to lie down.
I don't feel great about this. Can you de-summon me? I'm just getting bad vibes about the whole situation.
And
every single Planeteer just turns to look at you.
Your ring glowing red. Or maybe black.
Yeah,
it's like real
black. Growing. Sam, do you want to just maybe sit out of this one?
Oh,
Come on.
How about I get...
Then you give them bad vibes.
Yeah, hey, screw you guys. Everyone's like, man, I don't feel great about this. I guess let him back in. Well, I just don't feel great about anything. I'm going to lie down.
But it is just all in a depression circle, lying on the ground in fetal position.
Now it's like, I did my job.
And then I swallow that ring.
Before we carry on, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Also, a reminder to everybody listening that this Saturday, I'm going to be hosting Big Deal, a cheeky game show at the Cooper's Inn. And if you want to see that shit, you better head to our website, sanspantsradio.com/live, and grab your ticket. Also, if you want to bear witness to something truly splendorous, then head to audiobooksontape.com and grab yourself a USB cassette of BigSoftTitty.png's very first year as a podcast. Once again, that's audiobooksontape.com.
Permanent bad vibes. It's great that the things we're adding to Captain Planet, because I assume I'm there as well, is a hot, milky, upset Captain Planet.
Yeah.
I'm feeling bad vibes. I don't know if it's about my milky breath or just the state of the planet.
How about just a vibes ring? Because then I can choose.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. I've got another word for that one. Heart.
Damn, I just reinvented heart.
You're going to have bad vibes or good vibes, and both have problems.
All right, fine. You know what? I think we're onto something before when you were smacking, what's his name, Loot and Plunder with a bat? A ring of a bat.
Yeah. Wood. In mine.
I'm choosing wood.
Wood. That's different.
All right. How does it come out of the ring?
In like a tree.
Like a tree. Like it starts off small but then grows big.
Like a tree, please tell me it's the pace of a tree.
No.
So you're like, ah! And the ring flips open and there's just soil and you're like, there's a seed in there.
Wait for it. Yeah.
Nah, it'd be more like poison ivy and stuff like that, I imagine. Like it's a tree but at force.
Okay. Yeah. So imagine summoning a gum tree an inch away from, say, like Loot and Plunder. Or Greedy Boy Pigman.
Yeah, Greedy Hogman Greedly. What's his name?
Yeah. Hogface McGoo.
Yeah, that's him. Hoggish Greedly. That's true. Yeah. You got to get close enough to do it, but it
10
is...
10 meters.
Oh, no, 10 meters.
Turn someone into a forest.
Yeah. Can you... I guess you could grow a tree under someone.
Yep.
That's a pretty intense way to die.
Yeah. Grow a tree in them.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right through the middle.
Is it like, can I...
Turn their guts into soil, plant a seed in there with your ring.
Yeah.
Grow slowly in their digestive system.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, force them to swallow some seeds and then just germinate.
You've got a ring. You don't need to force them to do anything. You can.
All right, put a seed in their mouth and then grow that... Wait, it's not plant. It's
again,
wood.
Yeah, you didn't actually say tree.
I said
wood. Oh, yeah, wood. That's a good point.
Yeah, so I was just imagining you're like...
Planks!
Wood! And like a plank very slowly comes out and falls to the ground.
Like, for some reason, it's a plank, but it's rumbly, so it kind of like comes out flaccid.
Yeah, and then boom, on the ground, and you're like, well, I can build a house in time,
Maybe
I guess.
Trees would be all right.
Yeah, trees...
Then you're getting very close to Earth, actually.
Nah, yeah. Earth is just... Earthquakes and shit.
Yeah.
He doesn't summon a tree, does he?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I guess the rest of the planet here is probably...
I reckon I could solve most problems with trees, except for fire, because I feel that would just be giving more fuel to it.
What?
Although I think could perhaps do that thing where you do that burn off or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, maybe trees are good.
Sometimes, yes.
Plus, then I could overpopulate the Earth with tree. Everyone could be like, look, it's...
Got some
good for the environment.
Bad
we're getting some
news
more oxygen,
for
but...
you, though.
Yeah.
So, Captain Pollution.
Yeah.
One of Loot and Plunder, in fact, has a ring.
Yeah.
To form Captain Pollution.
Yeah.
I'll give you one guess to what that ring does.
Oh no! Deforestation.
Yep. Got it in one.
Ah, damn!
Man, looking at this, Hoggish Greedly and Sly Sludge. They share it, I guess. Have a smog ring. So we're getting pretty close to choosing the same rings as the bad guys.
Well, mine's the direct opposite.
I guess yours is the opposite, yeah. But
yours
still,
is close. Again, yours is you're more of the villain than I.
Zaman has just picked something that unfortunately a villain can counteract literally
very quickly. Like, but if I'm quick and keep, like, you know, he's like, basically it's going to be like, you know, two energy beams at each other, me creating trees, him cutting them down.
I just love deforestation because it's not, it just doesn't make sense. His ring destroys trees. That's all it does.
Is it like a, is it like you a can't chain?
Create destroyed trees. Yeah, but like his power is the lack of something. That's if, like, I got the mutant ability to not have claws. You know what I mean?
No, it's more the mutant ability to, like,
declaw you.
Yeah, to declaw someone.
Yeah, but you can still do that.
Yeah, I guess, but it's just weird.
But it's sort of like you need the person to have claws to begin with.
Yeah, because it's a creation. You create with the ring, but what you're creating is a lack of something.
Yeah,
anyway,
no, I'm with you.
I would be annoyed by that particular ring.
Yeah, look, I'll bring trees to the party.
Okay, does that mean Captain Planet just what, has a tree now?
I either imagine either like his hair now was a mini tree.
Okay.
Or he had big, like,
he already has
kind of
green
arms.
He has a green mullet, so maybe it's like
now leafy.
Yeah, it's a leafy green mullet.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
like, look, I'm sad I don't get, you know, a job well done. But hey,
you could have. It just had problems. You went through a lot of rings.
This
I'm sad
one, no.
Bad vibes didn't stick around. Bad vibes was my favorite.
He's gone through a lot of rings and he settled on trees, which unfortunately deforestation
instantly negates.
Yeah. So my ring, and something that impacts, doesn't have a bad version of it.
Yeah.
Captain Planet can still use it. Yeah. I can use it by myself. And my ring is sword.
Hey.
Does one sword come out at a time?
Yeah, well, yeah, but I can control how big it is.
Okay, that's pretty good. I mean, I don't see how when having a bigger sword... What do you mean physical size or length?
Both.
Okay. So you could have a giant sword you couldn't wield.
Yes, but it would shoot out of my ring, so it's fine.
Do they shoot out at speed?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have a sword gun.
Yes.
You basically have a gun that... can you choose the kind of sword?
It's always a saber.
It's always a saber.
I guess that's pretty useful. It's very funny, though, to imagine everyone coming together and they're like, earth, wind, water, fire, heart, trees, hot milky breath, sword! And then Captain Planet's formed, but your sword just goes through him.
I imagine he'd just be holding two swords.
Because it's like an energy beam you have.
Yeah.
So you'd have the energy beam of sword.
Well, then maybe one of his arms is a sword.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. That's pretty useful.
One of his arms is a sword, the other is a tree. This rocks.
The Planeteers are like, please stop wrecking Captain Planet.
Maybe his legs can be trees.
Yeah, right. He's got big trunks for legs and swords for arms.
Yeah.
And hot milky breath instead of a head. Yeah. Just comes out his neck in like a geyser.
Like a volcano.
Like dry ice that ripples down his body. Okay, so let's talk about these villains and the best way to defeat them.
Name one villain that can't be killed by a sword.
He's got a good point.
I'm sure there's someone. Okay, here we go. Zom, a former spirit of the planet who left Gaia in search of other worlds and ended up laying other populous planets to ruin, lacking Gaia to balance out his methods. Even though Zom does not have any henchmen of his own, he would often manipulate other people to do his bidding. Okay, so he's just never on the planet. Okay, never mind. Forget I said anything.
Swords got him good.
Yeah, it scared him off.
Captain Pollution. He's Captain Planet, but evil. Surely he can't get killed by a sword. Plus, he emits radiation. That's rough.
Do you know what's unaffected by radiation, though?
Swords.
Yeah.
And hot milky breath.
Yeah.
You know what's affected by radiation? Trees.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Bad vibes wouldn't have been. Just
saying. Well, you know, I've been thinking.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't need these planeteer dickheads.
Yeah.
Because think about it. We got swords, we got hot milky breath, we have trees, but we also have bad vibes and the ring of an honest day's work. So if we got our good friend, say, Adam, and maybe, I don't know, either Cass or Zora, they can come in and we can be like, right, you want a bad vibe ring?
Giving Cass a bad vibe ring is good.
Yeah.
And all powering together to create our own Captain Planet.
Yeah, a better Captain
Planet. Let's call him Captain Johnson.
Yeah. Make him wear a captain hat, though.
You're the Johnson Tears. We're the Johnson Tears.
You can't be one because you used all the rings, too.
Saving the planet is a thing we don't do.
Saving the planet is a thing you can do, but we don't.
Yeah, those other guys do. Luton, we have swords.
It's kind of cool.
Hear what Captain Whatever has to sword.
Sword planet! And then he embeds his leg in the ground. Hot milky breath at the camera.
See, I'm imagining his body to be made of hot milky breath now. So he's like a mist.
Yes. A mist, but with legs.
Yes.
Yeah, mist. Okay, mist with legs. Hold, like, with a sword arm. Yeah. A scowl. But a smirk, because he's pretty chuffed with himself.
I was just imagining we do it together. There's like a big flash of light, and there's just a tree, a sword embedded in it, a hot milk mist, and one of us is like, I don't know if I like this tree.
But the tree's kind of smiling, being like,
the tree seems like it had a good day's job, but
I hate it.
It's just a bit off. You feeling that? I'm not vibing.
I hate this tree. It's had a good day, but maybe I've had a bad day, and maybe I hate that it's had a good day.
It's too strong a word for how I feel about this tree, but just don't have a good feeling.
I'm just not kind of with it, you know?
Yeah.
Wait, what rings did we use?
Oh, that's right. We got that bad vibes ring.
Caspian, like, I don't know.
Okay, so do we think that our Captain Whatever...
Johnson.
Captain Johnson. We just named him. Plus, Johnson's slang for a penis, so it's on brand. Do we think that he could defeat Captain Pollution or Captain Planet?
Like, we're fighting Captain Planet now.
They kicked us out. We left.
Let's get them. They kicked us out. You guys left on your own accord.
We were bored. That's what? The same thing.
We were bored. You kept looking at us funny when we made Captain Planet wrong.
Yeah. We gave him swords, and one of you said it was uncool. That was you. Shut up.
Okay, so instead of fighting the eco-villains or whatever, I guess we're fighting the planeteers.
Okay, Earth.
Okay, Earth.
We're a tree, so that's...
Well, he creates an earthquake and then the tree falls on him. Got him.
Yeah. I'll give him hot milky breath.
To distract him.
And he's like, oh, that's gross. And then you build a ring of trees around him to trap him, and then you stab him.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, do you know what the planeteers are all weak against? Swords.
Yeah.
Being stabbed.
Having a tree grown in them and bad vibes.
It kind of works because, no, here's how we work for every planeteer. All right. I go in and give them hot milky breath, and they are momentarily distracted, at which point, Zamet, you make a tree grow so rapidly that it breaks their hand.
Yes.
So they go out to use their ring power, and the tree smacks them in the wrist, shattering their hand, and as they're screaming in pain and unable to attack us, Dusha cuts their heads off.
And while they're doing that, someone gives them a bit of a bad vibe.
Yeah,
and someone gives them job satisfaction.
And they're dead.
No, we just use job satisfaction on ourselves after we keep killing
exactly.
Every planeteer.
Whoever's got job satisfaction just keeps shooting
it
at us.
I just killed a kid. I feel incredible about this.
Job
well done, fellas.
I've never felt more powerful or satisfied in my life. Well, and then eventually Captain Johnson... Is Captain Johnson a tree?
I imagined a tree in a pilot's hat. So yes.
Captain Johnson does nothing. Grows slowly, I guess.
Yeah, swords from.
Smells bad.
Yeah. And then we populate the earth with nothing but trees, hot breath, and give all the animals as many swords they want, all having the sweetest job satisfaction they can, and then we give all humanity bad vibes.
Exactly. Achieving what I think Captain
Mother
Planet
Gaia
wanted.
Mother Gaia loves us now.
That's right. Mother Gaia realizes what we've done. Big thumb Monty Python style. Squashed.
Oh!
Oi, not you guys.
Oh.
Being killed by a big thumb is good. Oi.
Oh. Oh. Our reign of terror stopped immediately.
Terror? We were doing good.
We were making the earth more trees and milk like you, we wanted.
You love that Gaia.
Don't you love milk and swords?
I like give her some bad vibes.
Big hand comes out of the sky. Bad vibes. Turns into like a more thumbs down. Like, damn.
Damn, it's perfect for squashing us.
Well, I think we did everything we set out to do.
Yeah.
And we killed those five pesky planeteers.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Goodbye.
Where the Johnson tears, you can be what?
Because saving the Johnson is the thing to do. Go Johnson!
Swords.
Swords.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sandspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SandspantsRadio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to SandspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.